No Sharper Than a Serpent's Tooth. Written by Griffonry. Read by Rena Jenkins. Fandom, Burn Notice. Fiona never really knew her mother. She died when Fiona was 2 years old, taking Fia's only baby sister with her. But Fia doesn't remember her as anything but a silent ghost. Neither do her two middle brothers, who just say Mom was quiet. Her oldest brother doesn't talk about her at all. Fiona's father, as far as she could tell, had no idea what to do with the daughter. He left that one necessary talk at 13 to her maternal aunt, crimson with embarrassment, the only time Fiona saw him that color for anything but rage. So she grew up hearing about the cause, sitting quietly in a corner where they wouldn't notice her, while they planned attacks and discussed bomb placements, and talked about the Easter Rising and the Civil War as if they were yesterday. By the time Fiona was too old and too tall not to notice, it was much too late. Not only was she older, she was smarter, and had a better eye for load-bearing walls and strategic perches than her brothers. That was then. This is now. Now, Fiona doesn't call home much. Not because she's not welcome, not because of the Good Friday Agreement. She tries to stay away because she's too good at what she does. And they've not forgiven her for pulling out of their cause. They've put it down to a woman in love. But Fiona knows better than they do that that's neither forgiveness nor forgetting. The end.